Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
197. God damn. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Michael.
Everybody know that's Big Dick B.
Do I look alive?
Yes.
Yeah,
you're here.
Yeah,
you're talking, you're saying things.
When I got in the car to come over here, the GPS says I'm 40 minutes from my destination. I'm like, oh, I could take a nap. Oh, wait, I'm driving.
Not yet. Yeah. Give it like, what, 10 years?
What?
Sure, autonomous cars are everywhere.
Oh, of driving?
Yes.
No, I'm not planning on doing this 1 year from now. Driving a car for a Lyft is a very temporary thing. No, I had probably one of the longest weeks that I've had in a long time. And I feel like one of those, when you're 20 years old, you can have a weekend where you don't sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything starts getting really grainy. You know, you stay up for like a whole weekend or maybe crash out here and there, but you don't really sleep productively. You don't get into REM sleep. I actually had, I went to the bank this morning. And I started losing my vision in my...
Oh, shit.
Just in the periphery of my right eye, where it was getting, like, sort of getting, like, blue and shit and just kind of fading out. And if I really stared hard at something, like, it would get, like, tunnel vision for a second. It's like, fuck, I need to go back and sleep. Well, trying to catch up from the move and everything and having to get the new car and all that shit.
Yeah.
I was really busting my hump. And it's kind of addictive when you can make money just by driving around. So I was like up at like 6 a.m. I wasn't coming home until like 7 p.m. And then they give you these goals to shoot for. Oh, just, you know, like do four of them. We'll make it worth your while. Oh.
It's like making a game out of it.
Right. No, they're like, oh, if you get a 90% acceptance rate and you pick up 50 people this week, but 35 of them have to be during the prime time hours, then we'll bonus you this amount of money. And I'm like, oh, now I'm almost there. Like, yeah, I feel like I have to. I'm very much a completionist.
Come on, do it.
I don't play a ton of games, but when I do play a game, I play it until it is beat beyond all recognition.
So you're having like a Candy Crush flashback?
Yeah.
Well, like, I gave up. I gotta get to the next level.
I gave up on Candy Crush eventually, but like Mario Kart, it's not enough. You know, I just found out that I could get double star as a ranking. So now I'm playing every single fucking level until I double star it.
Damn.
On the Wii.
Yeah.
Not even the new one.
No.
Who knows? I mean, that's going to be a whole other adventure when I get a, what's it called? Switch. Anyway.
There you go.
See, yeah, I'm burnt the fuck out, honestly.
Yeah, I can see that, man.
I'm rode hard and put away wet.
Damn.
And I am getting too old to do this shit. This is going to be, like, all I need is... All I realistically need is $100 a week off of this side gig, and I don't even need it for that long. It'll be all right. I got to stop going, oh, well, think of all the things that I could do if I just drove some more and just keep going. Did you guys hear about this?
You turned into a driving crackhead.
I'm cracked out on fucking driving. They got me hooked on this shit.
Hey, man. Where are you going?
Oh, and they start
shooting
all these incentives at you. Yeah. They're like, oh, you're going to get a 5% discount on gas and 20% off your orders at AutoZone. You should just keep the shit up. We're going to look after you. We're going to guarantee your income for the next week if you don't hit it. All you got to do is drive this many hours. It's like, this is like a real job.
Yeah.
I'm just doing this on the side. I don't want to. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to shoot up. I'm just going to snort it, okay? It's just on the weekends.
Yeah.
But did you hear about the guy who called the Uber to take him home? He was out visiting some friends, got really drunk, calls an Uber to take him home, which was like 5 hours away. It was, let's see, he was in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah.
He lives in Gloucester? Gloucester, New Jersey.
Klosterman? Klosterman?
So he just, you know, fired up his Uber app, said, take me home as a location.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uber. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just an Uber. An Uber X shows up because, you know, this kid, it's probably dad that was paying for it ultimately. This is a college kid. Didn't order an Uber X for himself, like, on his own money.
Yeah. I don't see a kid doing that.
So the guy came, picked him up. 4 hours into a five-hour ride, the kid wakes up because he's, like, just obliterated, like, passed out in the car.
Right.
And he's like, where the fuck are we? And he's like, we're almost to New Jersey at a location.
Yeah.
$1,635 was the total on that trip.
Tell him he threw him $2,000. He tipped him at least 20%.
Yeah.
He better have.
Now, the driver that drove me home from the airport a couple weeks ago from Lyft told me that one time he had somebody, driver to Ohio.
What?
Yeah, somewhere in in Northwest Ohio.
It wasn't just crazy. It was an Uber XL, which is the SUV.
Yeah, that's pick up me and eight friends Uber.
Escalade. Yeah. Wait, what a fucking dickhead. Why does he need an SUV to take his drunk ass home on a trip that he's not even going to remember?
Right.
For just himself. He deserves it. I guess he paid the bill, or daddy paid the bill. There's 310 miles. I'm fairly certain that I did a drug deal yesterday.
Really? Oh, you dropped somebody off for a minute and they jumped out?
I picked up somebody downtown off Wyoming.
Nice.
Took them, you know, like, it doesn't, if you like really poke around, you can find out what kind of trip you're in for. But who's got time for that? You're fucking driving, looking for the house, making sure you get locating the right person. Just get in the fucking car, hit go. It'll show you the location. It's 45 minutes away. I'm like, all right, this will be a good ride.
Yeah.
Halfway there, he tells me it's a round trip. I'm like, program it in, you know, and it dings and updates and has me go back down to Wyoming. Now I'm all the way up at like fucking 23 miles or some shit. And yeah, he was there for
runs in, runs out.
Literally.
Whatever, man.
It was all good.
You got paid, right?
Yeah.
That was a $60 trip.
Yeah.
So I have $60 for an hour and a half. Not too bad. I mean, fuck it. I mean, it's not my shit.
Right.
If I get pulled over, I feel like I didn't know what he had on him.
Right. I wonder how that pullover would go down. Sir, we pulled over.
And also, given that, like, it's kind of weird, but figuring out that he was probably doing some sort of sketchy drug deal made me feel better because he's not worried about me or my fucking little Fiesta or any of that shit or what might be in my duct tape Mario Kart wallet.
Right.
So, yeah. He's not going to, like, pull some shit and jack me for my car.
Hey, you got $40 an hour on that trip.
He's probably got... Yeah, right. He's got way more than my car is worth tied up in whatever he's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to get it from A to B safely. That's it. He's not going to stick me up. He's not going to fuck with me. He's not going to cause a scene.
He needs you.
He's just going to lay low, and I'm going to mule his shit, right? And then he can probably, you know, ditch it in my car under the seat if we get pulled over and say, this crazy Lyft driver, man, picks me up selling drugs, so this is insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe I would have. But we'd just see who had priors. They'd figure that shit out real quick.
You know? The black cow here doesn't go out like no pro bitch.
I love this. Yeah.
Dead guy in the front row.
Yep.
I got warrants.
That's the whole reason I was trying to grab that.
I got warrants.
For your Lyft passenger. That's him. I got warrants. Just gets out of the car, runs, as soon as Aaron pulls over.
Right.
So yeah, I'm sleep deprived. I've run myself too hard. I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about today. I'm woefully unprepared.
Sorry.
I did finally see Black Panther.
What'd you think?
That was a gorgeous movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was really pretty. It was I wanted more of Wakanda, frankly. I know the movie was all about Wakanda, but like, I wanted to know what life was like for an average Wakandan, and maybe we'll get that some more in the next movie.
Yeah.
I wanted more Shuri. I wanted more Ayo. Like, I really didn't give a fuck about T'Challa.
Right.
Like, the movie should be called The World of Wakanda.
That would be sweet, yeah.
Because while T'Challa is integral to the story in the way that he's the king, and, you know, but whoever would be the king would be in that position and making those same decisions.
Right.
His only exceptional qualities were his abilities with the suit. And that's not enough to build the character on. And certainly, I mean, a fine actor, Mr.
Chadwick Boseman.
Thank you, Chadwick Boseman. You know, he does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets, every time he's in the room with Shuri, man, that actor just fucking outshines him.
Yeah.
I was really rooting to see a White Panther have that character show up in this movie. Because I was like, oh, you need some more help. Like, why don't you just put on your white suit and become the White Panther? Because that's fucking badass. And I can almost guarantee we're going to see that shit.
I have a feeling, yeah, that's going to come up.
I mean, these are positives. Everything that I thought that was lacking outside of the... I'm not even going to get into the Rachel shit that kind of turned me off. Mm. But everything else that I was maybe a little disappointed at was just that I wanted more, right? And that's not really that much of a complaint. Like, I want to see part two where maybe T'Challa develops more as a character.
Right.
And really takes control of the movie. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just I want more Wakanda either way.
I just can't wait for Infinity Wars. And I'm happy they bumped it up. Here they moved the date.
That was it. Did you see how they did that on Twitter?
No.
I mean, it was all set up, but it was kind of clever. So Marvel tweets out, oh, get ready. Infinity War coming out in May.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was it? May 3rd or something?
Yeah, May 3rd.
May 3rd, Infinity War comes out, and then RDJ is on this Twitter going like, oh, hey, can I get in like early, seeing as I'm in the fucking movie?
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm paraphrasing these tweets.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
And so Marvel Studios shoots back, oh, sure, you know, and he's like, and a couple of my friends, and they're like, who are you thinking? And then he sends a gif of like, all the Avengers running at the screen from the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And, or maybe it was from Civil War. I don't know. There was a big group of them charging at the screen.
Okay.
And Marvel's like, oh, everyone? Yeah, okay. And then they're like, throw up a poster that shows the release date of April 27th.
Nice.
It was basically like, yeah, you know, everybody's getting to see it early.
It's coming out early here.
Right. It's, yeah, kind of clever.
Yeah, I like it.
But completely staged.
It's all right. I'll take an earlier date.
And proudly typed out, not by, you know, Robert Downey Jr. It was an assistant.
Not influenced by Robert Downey. Probably influenced on the impact of Black Panther and how much it's made over the, you know, the time it's been out now.
I think the release was moved up in the U.S. in order to coincide with the international release. And that was in order to avoid spoilers getting out, mm-hmm. because somebody's probably going to die in this movie.
Yeah, I have a good feeling.
What are the odds in Vegas? Who you got? I don't think it's Iron Man.
I think it's Cap.
I think it's Cap.
Yeah.
It better be. Captain America.
My money's on Iron Man because the franchise has been around the longest.
Nah.
I don't think so.
It's time for a reboot.
I think Chris Evans has like other things that he wants to do.
Yeah, he wants to probably make a rom-com or...
And you know, Robert Downey Jr. has more money that he would like to make, and they're just, you know, as long as they keep backing the truck up, he's like, I'll tweet whatever you want.
Right.
Wait a minute. I'm not even technically in this movie. I mean, I know I do some scenes with some humans, but most of this is just green-screening my face into a mask.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a display that's not there.
Yeah, it was in Spider-Man for how long?
Yeah, like, I want to say like 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes.
Enough to get paid.
Yep.
That's how long he was in Spider-Man.
Well, I was going to ask if you guys are watching. I'm kind of behind on everything, except for I finally started catching up on John Oliver. I watched the episode where he
told you,
announces,
man,
that he's running for president.
Strong.
Of Italy.
Yeah.
He's like, it's an Air Bud situation. There's technically nothing in the rules that says that he can't run for president in Italy.
He's not wrong.
And, and Homeland. I don't know. What else has been, what else is worth watching? Besides Black Panther.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
kind
know
of a dry spell, huh? Anymore.
I mean, yeah. I found out they're pushing up Silicon Valley a month. It's going to compete with Billions. They're both starting on March 25th.
Yeah, but how much is it competition anymore?
I know, I'm still
when you DVR
watch,
all that shit, right?
I'm going to watch both of them.
Right. It's not like Sophie's Choice up in here.
I'm just like super juiced. It starts a month early. Silicon Valley's usually an April show.
That's right. I don't know.
But no TJ Miller. I mean, it's going to be interesting.
Shit just comes out when it comes out for me. Like, I don't keep track of the cycles in that way. I know.
April's coming up. Means we get the second to last season of Archer. Or no, wait. Third to last? I think they're going. No, they're going. They're doing 10 seasons. So you get season 9 of Archer.
Wait, how many seasons are they doing?
They're stopping it. Season 10 is going to be the last season. And they just wrapped up 8, correct? Or was that season 9?
I thought that was 8. I don't know. I lost track.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember. I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
I can't believe he's making those like hand gestures like he's 8 years old. Like, really? That's how you mock somebody when you're 8. I don't know if I've never. Probably. Maybe I've seen an adult do that. But very few. And almost none of them are wearing suits.
It's still no. Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Was that your favorite?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Like, Rule 3's it, too, right?
Yeah.
It's like three good Puerto Ricos in there.
We are also praying for the people of Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico. And we also love Puerto Rico.
Why is that lady just yelling, "We love you"?
Such a dick. So it's like the biggest dick move.
So stupid.
It's like if he was talking to a chick named Megan. You know, and he's like, you know, Megan. It's got to be Megan.
Did she have blood coming out of her?
Or Megan?
Eyes or
like a
wherever.
Normal person? Why can't they just say it like normal people? Couple adopts a pet pig from an animal shelter and eats it. Oh no.
What? What? They're just going to euthanize it and not eat it if we kept it at the animal shelter.
British Columbia, right. They would have just poisoned the meat and then the animal's life would be completely meaningless.
Yeah. At least these people had a lovely dinner.
Molly, Vietnamese pot-bellied pig that they nursed back to health. Found a couple to adopt it that later slaughtered it and ate it.
Nice.
Oh. It's not illegal to kill your own animal in Canada. Well, how could it be? What do you do when your dog goes lame in the middle of a, like, you're riding a sled pulled by a whole team of huskies through the wilderness. And one of your animals, like, goes lame and can't run anymore. You're going to leave it to freeze to death?
No.
You're all going to die because your one dog can't go anywhere?
Pow.
Exactly. You're going to all yell at that bitch and keep on mushing.
Right.
Your own animals, though. I mean, implied somewhere in there that it's illegal to kill other people's animals.
You're not going to slaughter that pig here, are you?
No, oh, yeah. Don't worry. I have a permit.
There he is.
This just says I can do what I want.
Director of the Parks Department, and this is a park.
It's not a parks thing. It's against like 3 laws and a dozen health codes.
fine.
Yeah.
Barbecue is postponed until I can go pick up some meat from the food and stuff. Let's go, Tom.
Food
no,
stuff.
Pig Tom.
Pig Tom.
They had a permit.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this. The way to keep your pig small and pet-like is to just starve it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
sounds great.
Right. Wow.
Like, this is a thing.
Wow.
This is an organization that is treating this animal like it's a pet. And an animal that's going through this genetic manipulation, the selective breeding process, and then changing its diet in order to keep it from growing above what is considered a cute size. And then they're horrified that somebody eats it.
Right.
Hey, we have video.
Video.
He's eating Shrimpy. Is that his name?
Oh, man, Snippy?
Pinchy.
Pinchy. Thank you.
Pass the butter.
He's not even sharing it.
Yeah. Eat that all by yourself.
Pinchy
would have wanted it this way. Yeah. My dear sweet Pinchy. Pinchy.
Oh. Such a great name.
No more pain where you are now, boys. Yeah. Oh, I wish Pinchy were here to enjoy this.
Cannibalistic.
Oh, Pinchy.
Oh, this is there's some more shower thoughts. Beds are just wireless chargers for humans.
Whoa, that's deep.
Yeah, only they don't, but okay. I can charge anywhere. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Charge right here.
One of the biggest scams in life was your mom saying she won't get angry if you say the truth.
Yeah. Really? You need to think more if that's a shower thought.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just a thought. And you say, yeah, shut the fuck up. What are you whining about it for? Ketchup makes good food taste bad and bad food taste good.
I can get behind that.
It is kind of, it just evens it out. It's not going to add anything. It can cover up the deficiencies, though, of lesser foods.
For me, I can't stand fish. And a lot of times you'll go to places that you can tell, like, they cook the fish in the same oil as the fries or whatever. So whenever that comes across, like,
because I
am conditional with ketchup. Like, I will eat fries straight up without ketchup all the time. But if I can taste, like, you know, if my fries taste fishy, I get out the ketchup and everything's fine.
Fishy. Are you following him on this one?
I don't know. Man.
I'm talking about when you eat it. Maybe the
fries taste fishy.
Reputable dive bars who don't change their oil like they're supposed to in the deep fryer.
That's why I don't know because I don't go to bars anymore.
I thought I had it the opposite. I thought you were like ordering fish that would taste like French fries, and I was like, but you just told me you don't like fish.
No, I'm doing the opposite.
But you're ordering fries that taste like fish.
Yes. Right.
But as long as you put the ketchup on them, then it covers up the fishy taste.
Then we are good. Imagine. Yes.
Jiggling around cheap iPhone chargers to find the sweet spot is a millennial version of tweaking a TV antenna.
Oh, it's going to say you're putting the foil on the antenna.
Fuck it with the rabbit ears.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I can also get behind that as well.
I give that one an 8.
Yeah.
I've done that. You know, wrap the cord around the phone so that it charges.
Both my iPhone cables are in the process of dying. One already given up the ghost and had to throw it out, and I'm clinging on to this last one before I just break down and go buy two new ones.
Nice.
I've bought two from the gas station. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. They're only $6 here. It's a cable.
There's
a
reason
fucking dead.
They're fucking six like, bucks. Yeah.
They last about a week. Actually, one that I bought was just dead immediately. It charged my phone once. I was like, oh, I didn't know it was disposable.
Oh, use once, throw away?
But, I mean, you're a fucking racket on that cable, man.
I want to tell you, that cable usually generally lasts
you're telling me
most
that it costs,
of the life of my device.
That it costs 10 times more to make a lightning cable than it does a USB cable? No fucking way. As a matter of fact, there's less to the lightning cable if you look at it. It's a better design.
No, but
I
see the Apple cables, though, they're generally good for most of the life of my device. usually when I'm buying an Apple cable, it's usually right. It's usually a few months before I'm upgrading to the new device.
Yeah, but I'm Irish and I don't want to pay for another Apple cable. No, right?
Trust me, I'm Arabic. Same cheapness, Gene.
I'm carrying the stock cable around with me.
Yes.
So I'm like $30 for another one.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Plus you're like, I'm going to trade this shit in and then they're going to give me another iPhone and I'm going to get another cable then. Yes. So I'll just wait till next year.
Yeah, might as well.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
What drugs are you on?
It's funny you asked that because you didn't listen. I didn't find anything.
Oh, I thought you said you did find something.
No, I didn't find anything. But I've been kind of like, you know, what's looking at it. NYG cookies.
New York Giants cookies.
And I look at it and I'm thinking maybe a cross between New York Diesel and Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That sounds fairly accurate.
So just, you know, from that basis you're looking at then... Let's see if it'll come up here. New York Diesel, which is a... Love the internet. Slow it. Come on.
It's damn tasty.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is damn tasty.
It is really... It's like... What am I tasting? That kind of aftertaste. It's not quite piney. It's not... Tastes a little bit like a gin and tonic, though.
I get like a fuel kind of flavor.
A fuel,
from it.
Yeah, like a diesel.
Yeah, and that's part of the diesel part. Yeah,
maybe that's what I'm tasting.
But then the Girl Scout cookies taste really good.
I think
good
that's
too.
Why. I think that's the gin and tonic taste that I'm tasting.
So you're getting that, you know, yeah.
With a little bit of the sweetness.
Anise. What do they call that? Anise.
Anise.
Yeah, anise.
Anise oil.
Anise oil.
Anise.
Anise.
My anise soil.
But I mean, yeah, this is a tasty strain. I'm not going to knock it since we can't find any information on it. I can't believe that Weed Maps and Leafly both don't have
these
everything.
Are both... This is a hybrid strain of... Or just a straight up... not a hybrid. What is it?
It's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid?
Yeah.
It's a little bit sativa.
Sativa.
A little bit rock and roll.
Yeah. I would say it's more sativa than indica.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
Little column A, little column B.
No, because then I won't pass out on the way home.
Right. But definitely an earthy flavor.
I didn't take my other pill. That's why I'm wheezing so much.
Uh-oh. You're the wheezeman.
The wheezeman?
The wheezeman.
The wheeze buddy.
I thought that was Pauly Shore. The wheezing the juice. Sorry. It's one of my favorite scenes of the movie. When they're doing the slushy machine. And the guy's like, no, he's in the juice.
Soup's a one, Stoney. Besides, this is my one pull that chance scene to up, make Chris. Something out of myself.
Let's see him wheeze the juice.
Look, you were
the
wheeze
in the juice scene.
I don't know. His shtick worked on me for a brief period when I was like,
yeah,
preteen.
What are you doing, Mrs. Stoney? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you must leave now, please.
And there's
Kashmir Rajneesh.
Black Nigga Tuesday.
Link and I are cruising the mountain, bro. We figure we's a little juice. Wheezing the juice.
No, he's in the juice. Oh, the way he says it.
Pot activist Thorn Peters found guilty of marijuana possession.
No.
Oh, boy. How'd you crack that case?
We finally cracked the case. Wow.
Oh, wait. This is Memphis. Oh, wait. Thorn Peters is white. 55-year-old male who calls himself the Kingpin. Why did he call himself the Kingpin?
Yeah, you can't steal from Marvel. They're going to sue us.
Any more brain busters?
I was like, is it because he's fat? And bald, or is it because he's got one hand?
Right.
I like how he's a pro marijuana activist. Wait a minute. So, like, this guy has a large social media following, according to the whatever the local News 3 channel is in Memphis, Tennessee.
He's a big deal.
They found him with a 45. A pound of marijuana, scales, other paraphernalia, It's a glass smoking pipes and other paraphernalia associated with drug trafficking.
No, that's for drug use.
Right.
Yeah.
It traffics in the glass pipes. You buy those at the gas station.
Right.
Oh. He's also a candidate for Shelby County Mayor. It says at the end of the story.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's not a very well-respected candidate. Otherwise, that would probably have been in the headline. Or they would have at least led with that part of it. So, I mean, this guy's got balls, though, right?
Yeah.
But first of all, if you're dealing drugs illegally in your state, to go on and have a social media, I mean, this is like something a 20-year-old would do, right? This is a 55-year-old guy using social media to talk about pro-weed shit, and he's dealing it.
Like, not the brightest.
But you're the first people they look at. Right?
You think.
Either incredibly brave or incredibly stupid.
Back to this again.
Little column A, little column B.
Yep. Works for a lot of situations. Tennessee. I've heard this one a long time.
Is that it? With this gentleman?
What else do you want to?
Yeah, what do you want? What else do you want from him?
10 major cities that consume the most marijuana each year. Is this internationally or just in the U.S.?
Internationally.
Have you looked at it already?
I did.
Nice.
Rob, then, would you like to venture a guess, or did you look at
I did not get a look at it. I don't know. I really can't make a guess on that.
One of the number one city has been mentioned already in this episode.
Memphis?
Tennessee? No, that's not a ridiculous guess.
It's a United States city.
Well, yeah.
I think it was the other city that was mentioned.
Okay. Help me out.
New York.
Number one.
Damn.
What about New York? Bet you won't guess number two.
Yeah.
Well, wait, but what are they doing? This is based on total consumption. So
Detroit.
All right. I think all you have to do is, here's the test. I'm going to look something up. Read what some of the others are.
Number two is you gotta think international there, Chief.
Oh, I
have no idea.
He's not gonna guess.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not guessing all of them. Like, I'm gonna tell you that. Right,
Karachi
now.
Pakistan.
I was like, sound it out.
Number three is
Karachi.
Number three, New Delhi, India. We're getting high in India.
I need to go there.
Four, L.A.
Of course.
I bet you that'll be number one soon, because they just went legal. Number five, Cairo, Egypt.
Jesus.
Number six, Mumbai, India. Number seven, London.
Okay.
Eight. Oh, no shit. I'd miss this when I read the list. Number eight, Chicago.
Okay.
U.S. top three markets representing in the top 10. Number nine, Moscow, Russia.
Most consumed?
So,
consumption?
Number 10, Toronto.
The overlap here is most populous cities in the world that also don't have the death penalty for dealing marijuana. Right? Because if you look at the top 10 most populous cities, there's like... Oh, shit. That's the... Is that the one that's smoking? I mean, Japan's up there. China's up there, of course. Korea. But they don't trifle with the pot smokers at all. They're like, no, you get death penalty.
Right.
So, in areas where a black market is allowed to somewhat thrive without threat of execution, you're going to have people consuming pot. So all it really does to me is line up with the population, right? It means that pot is equally, it's not everyone's bag, right, but it's equally as popular across all nations, all across the world. People enjoy it as long as they don't have to risk being killed or, you know.
Suffer heavy consequences.
Yes, consequences.
I love this song.
Oh, yeah, no, this is the most populated cities. They've got New York on this list, Cairo, Egypt, Osaka, Japan, Mexico City, Beijing, Sao Paulo.
Osaka? Wow.
Mumbai is on there, Shanghai, Delhi, Tokyo. So, I mean, throw out all your Asian, well, not Asian, actually, because India's in there.
Pan-Asian?
Throw out your Chinese and Japanese cities. And probably Brazil, too, because Brazil is, like, very... They, like, hunt down drug dealers in the streets.
Right. And they'll shoot you in the street.
Right. So that, throw that out, too, and just look at areas where it's, you know, maybe a ticket. Or it's not going to ruin your life if you get pinched with some weed.
Right.
Or end your life. So there's the story. People all over the world.
Getting down.
What, did you just like this woman's mugshot?
Yeah, I saw that.
No, the headline of the story.
Columbus woman allegedly found with $1,600 worth of marijuana.
No, she found $1,600 yeah. worth of marijuana.
She found it.
She wasn't found. Found. With it. She found it.
The headline, though, says Columbus woman allegedly found with
$1,600. Oh, I misread it. I thought she found it. That's what I said.
Woman was found with more than $1,000 worth of marijuana. They didn't say in the what. They immediately downgrade it. What is wrong with you? I know this is just news about somebody getting busted for marijuana and it's nothing. But
oh yeah, no, my bad. No, I thought she found it.
It says in the headline, found with $1,600 worth of marijuana. And then they describe it in the first line of the story as more than 1,000. You've immediately downgraded it. You're like, well, maybe it wasn't 1,600. You know, well, I didn't weigh it exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, yeah, no, I don't care.
Well, where did you come up with 1,600 then? You know, 1,600, like, that sounds like a real number. Like, oh, right. Somebody must have counted that out.
Totally legit.
I mean, they might say like 1,500 because it's kind of a rough number. You know, but 1,600, yeah, they might, why not just go whole hog?
Founder.
We just said, with $1,682.50 worth of marijuana.
Hey, maybe she was found with $1,600 of marijuana, and at the time of writing this story, it was down like, more than 1,000.
Yeah, after looking at it.
58 grams. Straight value, $1,600. Also, 18 grams of MDMA.
Damn.
That they value at $364.
See you in prison.
And 0.2 grams of powdered cocaine. Jesus. Street value 20. Come on, I think that was personal use.
Yeah, that's it.
She's not dealing cocaine if she walks around with $20 worth in a bag.
Yeah, so.
I could do this right now.
I don't give a shit about this dipshit. I thought she found $1,600 worth of marijuana, which I thought would have been humorous.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm wrapping up right now. On Hulu.
Right, Hulu.
You have to have it's on Hulu.
We're on Hulu.
Okay, I gotta go.
What the fuck?
You're getting the randomness of phone calls here. What was that about?
That was my ex-wife
asking you about a show.
Asking me how the fuck did you see season 2 of The Good Place? Because it's not on Netflix. I'm like, it was on. It was on Hulu.
Called for that?
Yeah, that's an unusual call.
I think she's drunk.
Oh, you're the drunk dial.
She told me that she started watching it, and she's like, I don't know about that show. And I was like, look, if you're not, if you don't see it all the way through to season one, I'm not going to tell you any spoilers about it, but if you don't watch all the way through season one, then you've wasted your time. And you didn't even get the full story. It's not that long of a season. Get through season one. If you don't like what what it ends up being, then you can just stop. But she got to at least know. And now she knows, and now she's hooked. She's like, you fucker, season two isn't on Netflix. You talked up season two this whole time. It's like, look, I know your new man takes care of you, but I got Netflix and Hulu with HBO and Showtime, all right?
Yeah.
You could have had all that, too.
All this could have been yours.
You fucked it up for yourself.
And you walked away from it, so.
It's on you.
You could have the keys to the fucking kingdom.
All this could be yours. And more.
The computer sounds like a Model A.
All right.
Did we forget to crank start it? Yeah. You gotta wind it up again.
Right.
You gotta go ahead and spin the CPU fan manually to get it going.
Yeah. Tapping your finger to get it going.
Contact! Yeah. Whatever your contact, anyway.
That's a good
Ideally,
question.
You would want no contact. Like, take your hands away from the spinning blade now. No contact.
Lack of contact.
I dare you to stop it with your hands now. Hold on. What? Okay, one more. We gotta. Yeah.
Under the sea.
No.
Oh no, I just like that song better.
It's basically the same song. Fuck yeah. You. That's exactly what this show is right now. It's in free fall.
No one ever mentioned how Baloo becomes a pilot.
Does it matter?
Why does he leave the jungle? Why is he a pilot now?
Obviously he needed the money.
Where's Mowgli?
Who gives a fuck about
They never Mowgli? Address these questions.
I don't know what... Do you just assume that he can't be? Because he's a bear?
Yeah, well, you...
Generally! I fly on planes regularly. All human pilots.
Well, you know what? You've gone into every cockpit you've seen and every flight?
As far as you know.
Yeah, buddy. Don't knock it.
Next flight I take, there's a bear. Someone's fucking walking a bear on a leash.
Yeah.
Down the jetway.
Don't mind me. This is the pilot. He's a great one. That'd be cool, though, to see a bear fly in a plane.
I'd be horrified if I was on a plane. I'd not be happy. I'd want an immediate refund of my ticket.
Now you're going to have that nightmare. You're going to be on a flight.
See a bear. Oh, we're pulling out of this one early.
Yep. Get out of here. I don't blame him. Aaron's lacking of sleep.
I've been there.
And I broke my Ableton. This is all a little do now.
Like a double skip.
Wait, maybe this
remix.
One.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, yep.
How did I manage to...
What? This is Plastic Man remix?
Yeah. Ooh. Got some funk on it now. Yeah.
All right. I guess we just better do this.
Yo,
for all goes to hell.
We're listening to The Weedsman.
Yeah. Hit us up on Twitter at TheWeedsman420 and on the Instagram.
The Weedsman Podcast.
Boom. Email the show.
In your face.
The Weedsman Podcast at ChristopherMedia.net. And check out all the other podcasts.
Check them out.
At ChristopherMedia.net. Like World Championship Radio.
Check us out.
It's WrestleMania season, isn't it?
We're getting close. We got one more pay-per-view before the big one.
Yeah.
It's a SmackDown-only pay-per-view.
April's
Fastlane.
I do remember that April is WrestleMania season.
Yep, it's quickly approaching.
Yeah.
We'll totally cover all of that. Yeah. Check us out.
Yeah, and they don't just... And you guys... What I like is you guys don't just stick to the Vinnie Mac wrestling. You talk about it all.
You gotta hit it all. There's more out there, folks.
What's that one? The New Japan or something?
Yeah, New Japan Pro Wrestling. They're coming up. They're gaining momentum.
Yeah.
And then you have other ones. I mean, I could go on and on, but... There's plenty of wrestling out there beyond WWE.
Yeah, so check out World Championship Radio. And they talk about that shit. Stay high.
Stay high, folks.
Oh, yeah. Stay high. said that like I was Canadian.
Yeah, you're right. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Stay high, hey.
Don't you know?
Stay hey.
Stay.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.